I'm chatting to Chris Wright from Namibia Motorcycles. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
So, to start off, you do motorcycle tours through Namibia, but you also sell motorbikes, am I right?
Yes, we do, yes. Our main focus is on tours and rentals. So we do fully supported and guided tours. And also people can come and just hire a bike and ride their own adventure. So that's our main focus, really. Our company name is Namibia Motorcycle Tours and Rentals.
Okay.
So there's a clue in the name. But yeah, we have sold a few bikes as well. Yeah. And we've got a couple of nice road bikes, the Classic 350 and Interceptor 650, which are both kind of retro.
Okay.
A poor man's Harley, I call them.
All right. Do people have to have their own bike to join one of the tours? Are you talking about rentals? Presumably they can rent from you.
Yes, people can come and do a solo ride or even two up. We had a couple from the Netherlands early this year who rode two up for a whole month around Namibia. I helped them plan their route and they went all the way down to Orange River.
Okay.
And all the way up back to Etosha and yeah, had a great time. We've had several groups of guys coming from all over the world, really. Europe, Asia, America. Lost count of the number of rental clients we've had. And we had a group of guys come from Czech Republic and also a different group from France. And two individuals, when they came back from their tour, they'd ridden in several countries around the world, and they just said Namibia is the number one country for riding a motorcycle for the off-road experienced riders. Yeah, and so, yeah, it's not just me saying it. We've had that feedback, and, you know, we're getting some great reviews from customers.
Okay.
And bringing in some overseas tourists, which is great.
Yeah, always good. If somebody has their own bike, though, and they want to use their bike, they can still join your tours?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a few queries for people wanting to join our own tours, and, yeah, that's fine. And obviously they get a reduced rate for bringing their own bike. So yeah, that's fine. I would say, you know, our Himalayan models of the Royal Enfield are tried and tested in the Himalayas in India, and they are perfect little bikes really for the gravel here in Namibia. They're not too heavy, they're not too fast, and people find them easier to ride if they're used to, especially a bigger sort of adventure bike back home, you know, the big BMWs or what have you. And they're just great fun to ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of concentrating on keeping them shiny side up, you can actually enjoy the scenery while you're passing through. And I call them a donkey, you know, these motorcycles.
Okay.
They really are. They'll get you up any hill over any pass in the country. And yeah, slow but sure. Very reliable.
There's also a sort of a specific kind of look to a Royal Enfield. You can almost recognize one spotted in a crowd kind of thing.
Yes, certainly. They have a unique style. The 411 bike, the Himalayan, which we use on our tours, was developed in 2017. And that's actually just been replaced this year by a new 450 model. And down to the last every nut and bolt, it's a brand new bike, but still has that kind of classic Royal Enfield look. Yeah, and as I said earlier, the road bikes, the 350s and the 650s, which we would like to sell one or two if we can, to help pay the old VAT. and yeah, they are really retro style, lots of chrome, and yeah, they're just great little economical round town commuter bikes or cruiser bikes. Yeah.
It's not faux retro either, because Royal Enfield's been around for ages.
Absolutely, yeah. They are actually the longest running continuously brand of motorcycle, continuous production in since 1901. Sure. Yeah, made like a gun is their strap line.
Okay.
Most people might have heard of Lee and Enfield rifles.
Mm.
So there's the engineers were so precise in engineering the barrels. I think the British Army started, you know, wanted them to start making motorcycles, motorcycle engines. So yeah, the story goes that the Indian Army ordered about 500 of the Bullet 500 models for the Second World War, And after the Second World War, production then moved to India. First of all, the parts department, and then afterwards the whole production.
Okay.
And it's been through some ups and downs in the late half of the last century. It, but with a huge domestic market they have in England, kept ticking along. They haven't really changed the design of those bullets, which have now themselves gone out of production, replaced by the new 350 Classic, modern engine, fuel injection, electric starts, but with the old style look still.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Two questions then, obviously. Well, one, the accent is not Namibian. What brought you to Namibia, and also what brought you to Royal Enfield?
Okay, well, long story. Yes, I'm English, as you can probably tell. I'm picking up a bit of Afrikaans very slowly. But no, my background is actually farming. I'm brought up on a farm in rural Lincolnshire in England. My father and my two older brothers were not into motorcycles, so unfortunately I didn't scream around on a dirt bike on the farm when I was a kid. Probably just as well. I would have been a bit loose, I think. But no, I took a degree at university in sort of farming-related plant pathology. I've always loved traveling. I ended up traveling to New Zealand after I graduated. I couldn't get a job for love nor money working in my field of biology and plant pathology. A couple of mates were riding motorbikes around Auckland as glorified postmen, really. courier deliveries, 1 hour. So I got into that, started off on a Honda 50 scooter, fell off a lot. But in my 20s, I could bounce quite well. So yeah, long story short, went back to England, got married, had kids, never rode a bike for about 15 years. The day I left my ex, I went out and bought a Yamaha Tenere. And yeah, came to Africa actually in 2020, to Kenya. Took a job in agriculture, trying to help Kenyan farmers be more efficient and grow their crops better, working for a company called Crop Nutrition Limited. Or Crop Nuts, for short. So a 2-year contract in Kenya, lasted 6 months. Great country, beautiful country, but the roads are pretty horrific. There's no motorways from one city to another. So all the traffic, buses, bikes, bicycles, donkeys, everything in the way. And lucky to be alive, I think, after driving in Kenya. So had a short holiday, planned to go to the Seychelles for Easter holiday, got to the airport, Kenya Airways had not told me, but they'd cancelled the flight to the Seychelles. So I got them on the phone, they were still flying to Zanzibar, ended up going for a lovely holiday for 2 weeks in Zanzibar, got back to Kenya after the holiday, thought, yeah, the job's not great, the country's lovely, we had lots of weekends away at the lakes. But yeah, I decided to quit the job. We bought a Land Cruiser in Nairobi and we did a safari back through Tanzania and sat out COVID in Zanzibar for a short while. Didn't want to go back to the UK after Brexit and COVID. And yeah, so I met a chap who was selling a Honda Africa Twin privately, which I ended up buying off him. And he has a sister company in Tanzania and Zanzibar, also with Royal Enfield.
Okay.
So Eric is now a business partner in Namibia as well. But at the time when I was staying in Zanzibar, he hired 4 of his Royal Enfield Himalayans to 4 American guys who rode them one way from Arusha down to Cape Town. So Eric had these 4 bikes in Cape Town that he needed bringing back to Arusha. So... because I'd bought the Africa Twin off him, I, you know, was holding my hand up. He was going to get a trailer made in Windhoek, actually, from Zebra Trailers, which wasn't ready in time by the time he wanted to go and pick his bikes up. So the trip was on, it was off, it was back on again. And then me and my partner, Sarah, sat on the back most of the way. And 2 other guys from Zanzibar rode 2 bikes. And a couple of journalists also rode 2 up from Italy who took some lovely footage for us. So that was my first time actually into Namibia, so nearly 3 years ago now, and just riding a motorcycle for 10 days from the Orange River and to the coast, and then up to the Zambezi and to Victoria Falls. I mean, we just fell in love with Namibia. So Eric offered, he's been coming to Namibia for about 20 years on and off, and he's been thinking about setting up a sister company here. Okay. So yeah, here we are. We've had three containers from India now, direct from Royal Enfield factory. So we had a fleet of 21 Royal Enfield Himalayans, which we mainly use for the tours and rentals. Four of the classic 350s and two of the Interceptor 650s.
Okay.
One which is we use as an office bike, which is a bit of a treat. It's a nice demo bike to just to show people, really.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking about that trip then from, Orange River to the coast and up to Vic Falls. Yeah. Walk us through some of your tours. What are some of those itineraries look like?
We're basically have three or four itineraries, which are slightly changeable depending on the accommodation and the budget. But basically at the moment we're going from starting and finishing in Windhoek. So we go to the Kalahari, south and east from here, and then down to the Fish River Canyon, over to Luderitz, back up through the Namib, Helmringhausen, Sesriem. Most people want to go and see Sossevlei. And then either back to Windhoek, or then we also can go up to Swakopmund and the Skeleton Coast, depending on the length of tours. And we're working at the moment with overseas tour operators. So they bring the clients from their databases in their countries. We've just had a tour finish from a company called Vintage Rides, who are one of the biggest motorcycle tour operators based in France. They run about 80 tours a year all over the world. This is their second time they've been to Namibia, and hopefully they'll bring several tours a year. For a lot of these companies, Namibia is a new destination, so it's taken a couple of years to really kind of break into that, and with our social media, getting that awareness out there. But on the back of that start, we are also now actually official partners with Royal Enfield. They have a program for people like us and other Royal Enfield enthusiasts around the world to join their what they call tours and experiences.
Okay.
Tours, experiential rentals. So we're on their platform now, which is great. It's quite a large thing. An Indian company. They're a big company.
Yeah.
And they've got a good global presence. They are actually now the fastest growing brand of motorcycle in the world, I believe, because of their price point. They're made in India, so but having said that, the build quality has really improved. From the early models of the Himalayans, they had a few issues with water getting into the electrics and one thing or another, but certainly we've noticed that build quality really going up on the back of UK engineering. So they've built a new tech center in Leicestershire, very close to the Triumph motorcycle factory, actually. I did actually. We went back to the UK for one or two motorcycle festivals last year, and I met one or two of the engineers at Royal Enfield, and they couldn't give me away too many secrets. I don't think they'll be bringing an electric bike anytime soon. Good old petrol still.
There we go.
Diesel.
So for anyone who wants more information, they'd like to see one of your bikes in person, how can they go about doing that?
Absolutely. We're based in Windhoek, in the Prosperita industrial units there. Anyone is welcome to come and make a turn.
All right.
We're on the map, on Google Maps, if you search Namibia Motorcycles. And our website, also quite an easy one. All the W's and NamibiaMotorcycles.com. We're in Prosperita. And if anybody wants to come and take a test ride, take one of our bikes out and for a try, either come and join us on a tour, or if they're looking to get on board and ride their own Himalayan or other brand, more than welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.